This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A state committee recommends paramedics continue using ketamine, but not for excited delirium, a disputed diagnosis often used when people resist arrest. Committee member Dr. Leslie Brooks says the diagnosis, used to justify more than 900 ketamine injections since 2018, is not widely accepted in medicine.
We reject this diagnosis because of its lack of specificity, its lack of validity, and its inherent bias.
The powerful sedative has been heavily scrutinized since it was used on Elijah McClain, who died in police custody in Aurora. Roughly one in five kids eligible for the COVID vaccine in Colorado has gotten at least one shot.
We are, only about 3.5 weeks in now to our pediatric vaccine campaign. Colorado should be incredibly proud right now.
Scott Bookman leads the state rollout and credits clinics at zoos, museums, and family-friendly venues for one of the highest vaccine turnouts for kids in the country. The Denver City Council has approved a $26 million contract to build more than a dozen solar projects across the city. Locations include schools and public recreation centers. Officials say 30% of the power will go to help low-income households reduce their energy bills. The solar projects are among the first major efforts funded by a new sales tax for climate resiliency. Denver voters approved the fund last year. 58 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.